T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com, tweeted very clearly, whatever we tell you, people that are paid to or otherwise, nobody knows anything about any of these guys and how they'll do. So we took that to heart by grilling him about the Packers' new coach, and now we're going to grill him about the Packers' offensive coordinator and other staff like Jerry Montgomery, Ben Sermons, and the like. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing fine. We're just learning about these guys here. And, you know, the main thing is the Packers have their two coordinators locked up. I think that's the big deal. But even though the offense is, even though they hired this Hackett guy, it's all predicated on the blame, the fault and the blame, if there is any, it's going to fall on LaFleur anyway offensively, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt. And I think Hackett's going to enjoy that aspect of it because he was very much made the scapegoat down in Jacksonville this year. I mean, he got water out of wine last year when it came to that offense and being, you know, made to stick with Blake Bortles. He got more out of Blake Bortles than I think anybody thought humanly possible. To now come to Green Bay, not have to call the plays, and get to work with Aaron Rodgers, yeah, that's a big bump up for him. So I think it's a good fit. Hackett's a well-respected coach around the league. And like you say, LaFleur, it's going to be his offense. So I think Hackett is a veteran presence, so to speak, for the new young head coach to lean on.
I think what we're learning about some of these hires, or at least what we're trying to learn, is that, you know, these are guys that could get more out of Rodgers, that could challenge Rodgers in ways where he hasn't been challenged before. And ultimately, I think that's what a lot of people wanted. Aaron Rodgers seems to be wanting more of a challenge. Do you buy into that he's going to let these guys come in with a clean slate, listen to whatever they say, or is there going to be, do you think, some maybe hesitation to buy all in?
No, I mean, I take him at his word when he says he wants to be coached. He welcomes hard coaching, I think is the phrase he used a couple years ago with Peter King. I do think the biggest thing for him, for the offense, for the entire organization, is just a new message and new voices. You know, I think there's no doubt that after 13 years, things have gotten stale with McCarthy. I think everybody acknowledges that, including Mike. And I think Aaron will be happy to hear new things, new ideas. Like you say, be challenged a little bit. Hackett is a very energetic guy. And he will undoubtedly come at Aaron with a lot of energy. And I think, yeah, I think that will be welcomed by the quarterback. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, in what ways they try to challenge him, in what ways they try to make him stretch a little bit, get him outside his comfort zone, especially early on in their tenure.
What would you think that might be? I mean, we're just speculating there, but what ways do you think they could do to get him out of his comfort zone?
Well, I think it's funny, just drilling simple things like, get reading high to low, hitting your check down, things that, you know, really basic, back to basic type of stuff that not necessarily that they're saying you have to do this in a game, but just drilling real basic stuff that probably Aaron hasn't, you know, I know there Mike did his quarterback school, et cetera, for a number of years, and Aaron has done everything under the sun when it comes to playing the position of quarterback. But just getting him back to basics and making him kind of, it's hard to say, but like get back to all the things that built him into a two-time Super Bowl MVP that maybe, just maybe, he's gotten a little bit away from. You know, he's Aaron Rodgers. He's been expected to just walk on water for so many years, and we saw how things kind of fell apart when he wasn't able to this past season. So maybe get him back to fundamentals, get him back to the basics, and drill that back into him. And I think, like you know, we were indicating earlier, maybe he would initially be a little resistant to that, but I think ultimately that's what's going to kind of help rebuild his game. We saw Mike McCarthy do it with Brett Favre, and I think the whole back-to-basics approach will probably help Aaron Rodgers as well.
Should it worry Packer fans that, as we talked to Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com, that, you know, Matt LaFleur didn't interview anywhere else, and maybe Hackett was, you know, pursued by Detroit, but wasn't like he was I just feel like I feel like Packer fans want the most sought after candidate to be the guy they end up hiring, and in this case, it hasn't happened. Should they be worried, or are they just being Packer fans about it?
Mostly, they're just being Packer fans. None of that matters to me. I mean, people can worry about whatever they want to worry about. You know, whatever they want to cause their ulcer, go ahead, worry away. But ultimately, as you indicated earlier, I mean, nobody knows anything. How these guys are going to fit together, what the personnel is going to be. There's so many components to it that, you know, worrying about, well, we didn't get the most sought-after guy. Well, the most sought-after guy doesn't necessarily mean he's the right guy for the job. And if that is what you're looking for, I got great news for you. The Packers are interviewing the most sought-after guy for the special teams head coaching, the special teams coordinator position today. Darren Rizzi from Miami. So I understand that, especially in this day and age where everybody's on Twitter 24 hours a day and they see a headline constantly repeated into their feed over and over and over again, all of a sudden it becomes, well, they covet it. You know, they want it. They got, well, that's got to be for my team. But that doesn't really mean anything. It's just something in front of your face on your phone. Ultimately, it's about relationships. It's about the fit within the organization. That's much more important than getting the name with the most retweets.
Did you hear this news about Mike McCarthy in New York that apparently they liked him and all that, but there was a difference on maybe selection of coaching staff members? Hear anything about that at all and what that was all about?
Yeah, I mean, that's been making the rounds for a number of candidates. And I know Christopher Johnson, the acting head of the Jets yesterday when they were introducing Adam Gase, categorically denied that. Of course, you would expect him to. But I wouldn't be surprised if, A, that did happen, if they came in and said, we want to kind of, you know, have a voice, so to speak, in selecting your staff. And it wouldn't surprise me at all for Mike to tell him to shove it. I mean, can you imagine, Mike, you know, you're going to hire Mike McCarthy, and then you're going to tell him who he has to have on his staff? Mm-hmm. I mean, that would kind of blow my mind. So I don't doubt that it happened, and I don't doubt Mike told him to shove.
You know, Aaron's in New York, so maybe you're the one that Adam Gase was trying to look at yesterday during this press conference. I don't know what's going on there, but he's introduced with New York, and Cliff Kingsbury introduced last couple of days with Arizona. I get what, outside of LaFleur and the Packers, let's take him out of it. Which team do you think should be the most excited about their new head coach?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I know Arizona is all pumped up for Kingsbury.
That seems like it's going to be the one that has.
I mean, that's going to work out. He doesn't have a real NFL kind of pedigree, so you're, other than his playing days, so you're not really sure what you're getting there. You know, I think there's a lot of mystery there. And I know no one in New York is excited about Gase. I can tell you that the Jets fans that I've spoken to and seen online, they are not happy to have a recycled Dolphins coach. But you know, like we said earlier, nobody knows. I just don't think anybody has even an inkling. Remember a couple years ago when another round of hirings, and you know, Doug Peterson was absolutely panned by everybody, and he became not only the best coach of that group, but now is the only one who's employed from that group. So you never know. Sitting here, just at first blush, when these guys are hired, nobody has a clue.
Weird, because if you know the Jets weren't happy that Adam Gase was hired there, but if the Packers hired Gase, I think Packer fan would be on board of it more so than LaFleur getting him as the head coach.
Yeah, maybe. I think it depends on which subset of Packer fans you're talking to. But I think the reaction to LaFleur has been pretty positive. I'm actually kind of expected a little bit more blowback. But for the most part, I think, you know, most fans I've talked to are pretty excited about the hire. You know, I think everybody is just kind of interested in something new. You know, 15 years with one guy, the NFL, that's an eternity. And to have a new voice and a new face for the organization, it's just kind of exciting, you know?
How do you feel about the games this weekend? We were talking earlier in the week about the Patriots, and, you know, the reason they've been able to go to 8 straight conference championships is because they always host this divisional round game at home, and the reason they're able to do that is because they always win the AFC East, and the reason they're able to do that is what you just saw again. Just the teams in the East recycling everybody else's retreads, and yep, not making any progress. So the Patriots, in a league that's structured for this not to happen, have had this free pass to the divisional round and ultimately the championship. They're going to go to Kansas City. It's going to be cold. You've got the Saints and Rams this weekend in a rematch. Are you leaning either way on either of these games right now?
Yeah, I got to take the Saints at home just because they're at home. And I got to take the Chiefs also probably because they're at home. I mean, you look at the Patriots, 8 straight conference championships. That's just insanity. In that stretch, they are much more vulnerable on the road than they are at home. It's supposed to be literally cold. Maybe that helps slow down the Chiefs a little bit on offense, but ultimately I think the Chiefs' offense is just going to be a bit too much for the Patriots' defense. And I don't say that as a slight because I think Bill Belichick is the greatest modern coach we're ever going to see. And I think he'll undoubtedly have some things to try and kind of slow them down the second time around. But, I just can't see Kansas City losing in that building Sunday.
Aaron, always appreciate the insight. By the time we talk next week, we'll probably be talking about the assistant trainer, the run game coordinator, and all that other stuff. So we'll talk soon. Have a good week, and we'll talk again.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.